sown, and the bird breeders. They are born of many hands, hands that stir, hands that touch, hands that hold, grasp, and seize, hands that wave goodbye, hands that caress. When many hands join, we have many arms, many embraces, arms that open like wings, gliding as they prepare to fly. Birds are symbols of freedom. They conquer the heavens and herald the spring, yet they are also imprisoned, clutched, and barred from flight. Imprisoned birds cease to sing, just as men do. Between the earth and the sky, between sustenance and the freedom of flight, between the solitary journey and the flock, there exists something common to both birds and people. And when we sow the field, the birds appear at once. The heritage that forms part of the intangible identity of many of the memories captured in the names of regions, beliefs, and legends poses an interpretative challenge for a poetic observation of the identity of a territory. The fauna and flora of a place reveal fundamental characteristics of many of the region celebrations. Birds are linked to a whole symbolism of beliefs. Birds, due to their physical characteristics and their sounds, have created an imaginary world associated with them that is of great interest because of the power they carry. Some legends say that when a person dies, a crow carries their soul to paradise. This creation evokes a legendary universe to create a symbolic figure that is intertwined with the mysticism of the legends that correlate with the identity of the territory. One of the birds, the crow, is thus an animal that, due to its strong image of black plumage, its cawing, its intelligence, and its association with a certain fear, as if good and evil could be connoted by a creature, structures order and chaos in this human need. This creation aims to create a relationship between good and evil through a character who uses a strong relationship with the surrounding world. This project develops a narrative that seeks out different stories, narratives, associated beliefs, fears, and reflections of man. It is a deeply visual and auditory creation that involves the audience, not only as spectators, but also invites them to participate in the micro and macro game that puppet theater allows. The symbolism of the phoenix, a bird that is reborn from the ashes, the dove as a symbol of peace, griffins as legendary animals, symbols of rebirth rituals, or even in Prometheus, the eagle is present as an act of supreme punishment.